Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Ryan Van Wyk, back with another episode of the podcast. We're up to episode 59, which is pretty amazing. And I want to start by thanking everybody who's donated money to me through the Venmo app so I can get my mom her wheelchair. Because I'm going on vacation in the month, and we needed at least $300 raised to be able to get her wheelchair, and I got a little bit more than what I expected. But any little bit helps. And so I want to thank everybody who's donated. Or basically contributed to getting her the wheelchair that she needs. And I just got off of a 10 to 4 shift. And I said, I just got dinner too. So I'm going to be eating dinner while I'm filming the podcast. I got a fish dinner. It's called beer battered cod. And it comes with french fries, a piece of garlic bread, and some tartar sauce for the fish to dip in. Now after I get my mom her wheelchair, the next things to work on would be getting my tripod so I could film my videos better, and not just that, getting a microphone possibly, maybe a computer, or a new tablet, or getting my mom a new car, because, of course, we're going to need a new car, because the one we have right now ain't going to last forever. That car is going to be 17 years old already, and I'm like, okay, that car ain't going to last forever. That car's already got damn near 3,000 miles on it. And I got 2 more weeks before, I think it's 13 days. I got 13 more days before I get my next COVID shot. Then after that, then after I get my second COVID shot, I'll be fully vaccinated, and I'll have $100 in my paycheck just for taking the shot. But we do have sad news. Now for Anthony Kiedis from the band Red Hot Chili Peppers. His father had died yesterday. Even though the father went by Blackie Demet, and I looked up all the names of the movies that the father appeared in, and the only one I ever saw was and the only one I ever saw with Blackie Demet was was the first Lethal Weapon movie. And then I also, and speaking of movies, I saw this at Meijer, and I couldn't pass it up because I had saw the first 4 movies, but never saw the 5th one. And it happened to be that when I was getting ready to check out at Meijer, I walked past the movie section, and there was the Dirty Harry film series where it had all 5 movies. I'm like, well, I couldn't pass it up, so I'm like, okay, I'll get it. Kind of broke my bank there. Somebody's messaging me. Oh, my fat ass mother wants her ketchup on a fork. So hold on a second, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes. roll. I'll let you know eventually. Okay. Now my fat ass mother has got her shit. Honestly, it was pretty quiet on the front for Meyer today. Usually, it's always busy and jam packed, and it really wasn't today. But what I do hate though, when I work at Meyer, are the people that shop at the garden center, and they got these specialized carts for the people that shop in the garden center. It's like a green cart and it lays flat, and the only reason I'm for that is because so you can put your plants on it. And these fucking idiots that shop at Meijer with these carts don't put them back where they belong, and they leave them in the cart corrals, and they don't fit properly in the cart corrals, and these fucking idiots will leave it there. And so every now and then I gotta go to When I do carts, I gotta constantly look, and I see those fucking things out there, and I'm like, damn it, I said, this is not where they go. I gotta do some more cleaning on my room, though, too, because, I still gotta go through my clothes. The old ones anyway, the ones that don't fit properly, they got holes in them and tears. I'm like, instead of just sewing it, I might just throw them out and just get another, and just get more new shirts. And the Bulls were able to pull off a win yesterday, that's good. Because they desperately needed the win. Even though they're not going anywhere this year anyway. Yep, my subscriber count on YouTube is still the same. It's 284. At least it's better than nothing, but I want to try to hit 1,000 before the year ends, if that's even possible. See, like, when I do a YouTube video, I always share it out. I share it out to, like, Facebook. I share it out to Twitter. I share it out to Instagram in the hopes that maybe I can get a build up a following. But 284 subscribers in 3 years is still a pretty good achievement. Man, when it comes to french fries, hash browns, and tater tots, I can live off that shit every day. It just happens to be I'm eating french fries for dinner. That money still keeps coming in. I just got another notification on it. I've been thanking everybody, even on the messages from Venmo. I've been giving the messages saying thanks for basically donating the money. Now we are up to... Oh, that's a pretty decent amount. It's going to keep coming in eventually. And just to let people know, for people that are in Maribel, I do know for one, I think it's next month, Jim McMahon, who used to play football for the Bears, is coming to a restaurant in Maribel, Indiana, called Catch 22. And basically, he's supposed to be signing autographs for like an hour and a half to 2 hours, and you could do a meet and greet with him, you could do an autograph thing, but in order to do the meet and greet with him and you get a picture with him, it's $150 or something like that, or $200. And I'm like, there's no fucking way in hell. I said, even if I was a football fan, I'm not paying that kind of money just to go see him. And the Cubs are playing the Tigers today. That's baseball news stuff. And it looks like the Cubs are playing one of the shittiest teams. Detroit Tigers are 13-24 and the Cubs are 17-19. So hopefully the Cubs can sweep the Tigers and get that winning record in. With the Cubs, though, I'm trying to see who they're playing. I mean, they're playing. Okay, it's Arrieta against Skubal for this series. So Arrieta's going for his fourth win, while Skubal's going for that sixth loss. Oh, because I just got off of work. I work for a grocery store called Meijer in Maribel, Indiana. And it's like, I got somebody messaging me on, basically on my Twitter thing, we're talking about the audit. Basically, the audit troll of shit. Trump is determined to try to switch this election around because he lost. And he can't, and the fucking pussy can't handle the fact that he lost. So, with this audit, he thinks that, oh, by doing this audit, it's going to prove that he won, but obviously not, because the audit's been done 3 times and he's lost all 3 times. How many fucking more times does your fat ass have to lose before you realize you didn't fucking win and nobody wanted your ass? Let's see if there's anything else here. The only other news to put out there today is Jack Terracloth has died. Does not give a cause of death, but he was only 50, and he was a musician for the band called the World Infernal Friendship Society. And then we also had college basketball coach Don Dyer dying. Other than that, and he was 87. There's no cause of death for him either. Yep, there's a lot of it. I'm on the night shift on for tomorrow, but then I come back to work after tomorrow. I'm off Sunday, Monday before coming back on Tuesday morning. Gotta look at my calendar here. Let's see if it's even right properly. So tomorrow I work 3 to 10. I'm off Sunday, Monday. Tuesday morning shift. Wednesday is a night shift. Thursday, I said I hate when they do this, but it's a mid shift. Okay, now they got it switched up next week. I'm off on the 27th. That's the day I'm supposed to get my COVID shot. Ah, shit, fuck me. Okay. That's 14, 21, 28. Yep. Okay, my hours keep fluctuating every week. Like, last week I did 26, this week it's 32. Next week I think it's also 32, and then after that week it's gonna drop back down to 28 or something like that. So every week it fluctuates. I still gotta get my vacation time approved. I talked to my manager about it yesterday, and I'm like, well, I gotta get my vacation time in because I don't want to have to cancel my trip if I don't have to. And for the Overnight Drive podcast, I have them on the Radio Public app. And I've gotten up to 46 episodes of theirs to listen to. So I still got a long way to go to listen to every other podcast of theirs. And the reason why I listen to their podcast from beginning to up until recently is because with every episode that you listen to, you start learning more and more about them. Because I get people watch my YouTube videos and they watch my Instagram and stuff like that, then they'll start learning more and more about me. We need a new car, but other than that. There are several apps I downloaded other than Venmo. Well, the other ones are like music apps, and I gotta go through them and see how they work compared to the other ones I use. And there's nothing wrong with listening to music because I listen to all different types. I was checking my 401k amount, but obviously, it's got a long way to go. Yep. And when I get done cleaning up my room, there's going to be a whole bunch of organization stuff that I got to do. My uncle wants me to move the bookshelf. But in order for me to do that, I would have to move everything around in front of it. And like get it out the way so I could move it. Then I would have to take everything off. I got like over 1,000 movies on this fucking thing. And I got to take every fucking 1,000 movies, like 1,000 movies that's sitting on it off. But so I can move it and make it easier that way. I will just say fuck it and leave it where it's at because I really don't want to have to move it because I don't want to have to take everything off. I don't know how much any of with my fans that listen to my podcast, I don't know exactly how you guys do, what you guys do exactly, but, like for me, I spend a lot of time watching YouTube, when I'm not working, and I will watch about 5, 6, 7 hours of YouTube a day. I don't know if that's normal for anybody besides me. I think the only other person that does that is my mom. My mom will spend about 6, 7, 8 hours on YouTube a day, just like me. And we're just trying to think, is that normal? Because we really don't have lives outside of basically just, like for me, my only other thing is that when I go to work, I just, after I go to work at Meijer, I come home and I sleep, I either sleep or clean, and then just go to bed afterwards. I'm like, yeah, because I brought something from Meijer. They're saying that basically, hold on. Because I brought the Dirty Harry movie series at Meijer, it's telling me something. I would need, yeah, it's telling me I could have gotten a reward for something, but obviously because I don't do a whole lot of shopping. That basically, I could have gotten a reward. Meijer does this shit all the time, and I never have the money to do all the reward stuff. Now I'm checking my Twitter feed because I gotta see exactly how many tweets I'm up to. I am up to 3,585 tweets. That's not too bad. I don't tweet as much because I don't want to be blocked again like the last time. People kept reporting my Twitter account as a bot, which I'm not. But obviously what I think it was is that all these inbreeding sycophants that support Trump, I think it was them trying to block my account and to get me removed because they didn't like the fact that I was telling the truth about how basically Donald Trump was fucking up and everything, and they didn't like that. I'm like, well, fuck you. I said, I know truth hurts and truth doesn't care about your fucking feelings. I mean, my brother have planned our next vacation trip for next year. We're going to Starved Rock Nature Preserve this year, but next year we're gonna head out to the Amish community, Shipshawana. And then the year after that it'll be Santa Claus, Indiana. I'm gonna look for something here. Yeah, there's not really much on anything today. Let me check any news stories and see what's in there for the news. obviously, I don't know if for anybody who knows this, but in Ohio, I think it's Ohio. Ohio is offering the lottery, whatever the lottery is out there. I think it's like $5 million. So basically, Ohio is offering $5 million of the lottery money to people who get the COVID vaccination shot. The other day, the Republicans ousted Liz Cheney because basically she told the truth about Trump losing, and obviously the Republicans didn't like it. She wouldn't spread their lie. She wouldn't spread the Republicans' lie saying that, that Trump had won, because we know he didn't. Yep. Damn, they actually gave me more pizzas than what I thought. The lady said I was supposed to get 2 fish pieces, but I got 3 here. I'm not gonna complain. Let's talk about movie quotes, because I was thinking about that the other day, when sometimes some movie quotes just get you, and you just laugh, like, so fucking hard at a line from a movie. One of my favorite movie quotes is from Godfather. At least that's one of them, a quote of several. Not just from Godfather, but from other movies. The guy that played Bonacera in the first movie of Godfather, where the movie opens up, and he says, "I believe in America. America has made my fortune," which is a really good line. My next favorite line is from the movie Feel Good Man. "You can't handle the truth," basically. Another favorite line of mine is from the movie Blade, where the guy Ryan Reynolds is basically he has to battle these dogs that basically were turned into vampires, and he sees the one dog come up and he says, "Fuck me," and then he sees these other dogs that come up behind the little small dog, and he says, "Fuck me sideways," and then I'm like, "Really, fuck me sideways?" I was like, "That's gonna be a new line." Another good line is from a movie called Casino, where Robert De Niro plays, he plays a guy that runs a casino, and he said the cardinal rule of the casino is to keep the players coming back. He says the longer they play, the more they lose. He's like, "In the end, we get it all." Because basically, the casinos are designed to fuck you over. Basically, they're designed to take your money, which is why I never really go to one. But the movie Casino was pretty good. It was based on a true story. Let's try my garlic bread before it gets too hard for me to eat. Nope. Still soft. Okay, here we go. I must have hit something and it stopped for a minute. I'm like, I don't think I'm home. Man, even my notifications are blowing up because of all the donations coming in. I've been telling everybody thank you for the money, and a couple of people have commented. One of the guys, Matt, that just donated to me, he said, he's like, anytime, he says, God bless. Oh, shit. There's no tartar sauce. I'm not gonna eat my fish eventually. My brother's pissed because his boyfriend Tim, who worked at Joe Lasco, my brother and my brother's boyfriend Tim, they both worked at two different Joe Lasco's. My brother worked at the one at Oak Forest, and Tim worked at the one in South Chicago Heights. Well, the other day Tim got fired, and my brother's pissed because now it's only my brother bringing in money, and Tim isn't. So Tim is gonna have to find another job. But he needs to quit being fucking stupid and getting himself fired from every job that he's trying to hold on to. And Meyer won't put up with that shit. He told me that he put a job in application in for Meyer, but Meyer ain't gonna put up with that shit. They're gonna fire him right on the spot if he's caught stealing. Hopefully not. Supposedly there's a guy that they believe that could keep Trump out of prison, but Trump needs to go to prison to learn from his lessons. But obviously, who knows how that's gonna work out. Mm-hmm. Yep, shit. God, dumbass. It says a man was caught allegedly driving drunk twice in 3 hours. This is overseas, so it's in Australia. Police in the Australian state of New South Wales alleged that they caught a man operating a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol twice in the span of 3 hours on Thursday, according to their news site. The man was identified by the South Coast Register as a 40-year-old resident of the town of Sussex Inlet, and he has been charged with high range drunk driving and driving with a suspended license. Shortly after 7:30 a.m. local time yesterday morning, members of the local highway patrol were called to a property near the major road of Princess Highway to investigate a complaint about a car that was parked in the driveway and that was blocking access to an adjacent quarry. Neither the news nor the register revealed the make or model of that car, but when officers arrived at the scene, they administered a breathalyzer test to the car's driver, and the test came back positive. Accordingly, officers arrested the man and took him to a nearby police station, where he allegedly returned a reading of 0.205. At the station, he was issued a license suspension and a court attendance notice before he was allowed to leave, but apparently he didn't learn his lesson. But about two and a half hours later, roughly, after the initial report, officers noticed the same man driving on the highway again. They pulled him over and administered another breathalyzer test, which again he failed. But back at the station, this time it blew a little bit higher. The man allegedly blew a 0.255, which is more than five times the legal blood alcohol content level. He was then charged with high-range drunk driving and driving with a suspended license. The man, who was granted what they call conditional bail, is set to appear at the Nowra local courthouse on Monday on June 7th. The case has some eerily similarities to another that made the news earlier this year. In January, a 50-year-old man was caught driving drunk twice in 3 hours, according to the Australian, and worse, he wasn't even legally permitted to drive. His license had expired in 1998. Around noon on January 14th, the man crashed his Nissan Navara into a drainage ditch, and at the police station, he was allegedly found to have a blood alcohol content level of 0.12. Later that day, at approximately 2:30 p.m., the man was found parked in a rural driveway following complaints that a driver was behaving dangerously on the Olympic Highway. At the station, he was allegedly found to have had a blood alcohol content level of 0.21. Like the 40-year-old man, he was charged with what they call high-range drunk driving and driving with a suspended license. And like the 40-year-old man, he was granted conditional bail before his court appearance. People just never fucking learn. Liz Cheney basically stated that she, Liz Cheney just basically announced that she regrets voting for Trump. I'm pretty sure anybody who voted for him regrets it now. Walmart and Sam's Club, basically on Tuesday, are dropping the mask mandate for employees who have been fully vaccinated. I don't know how Meijer's going to do that. Yep. I got a couple things to do. I gotta finish my dinner before it gets cold. But I'll be back in another week to film another podcast episode, which will be number 60. And, what?
What do you got to drink right now?
Pepsi.
Because you got those two Coke coffees in there. I think you should get rid of them.
Yeah. But I'll be back next week to film another podcast episode, which, like I said, will be number 60. If I can get to 300 on a podcast episode, at least I will be lucky for that. And basically, there we go. But I'll let you guys tune in next week, and I hope you guys enjoyed.